100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. It's Sunday, so yeah, weekly challenge time. The topic this week was over to you. So I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to you to tell the stories. We got a bunch of good ones in, plus a newcomer. It's Ryan. So welcome to the madness, Ryan. Welcome back, everyone who came back. Hey, Jared's back too. He's got two stories. The one, I think, from last week is going to be in here as well. So remember, if it takes you a while to write a story or you're a little busy, it's okay. Come on back. And if you had a few that you were noodling around and finally get around to recording, or your microphone breaks, hey, just let me know. We'll get it up there. And, oh, right. It's time for the stories.
Greetings, Jay Radimus. Back after I broke my streak last week, here for Weekly Challenge 804 with Over to You. And here's my story of Nasty Nate. Thomas Jefferson established a precedent in 1801 with the Barbary Pirates, and I will not change tack with these Somali pirates. The United States of America does not kowtow to pirates. We will utilize all strategic force at our disposal to bring the crew and their ship home.
Tough words. Over to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Phil.
Nathan didn't hear Kathy's news report. He was lost in imagination. Pirates were still real.
Captain Nasty Nate was a salty sea dog. Not a ship or a sail who didn't quake at the sight of his Jolly Roger.
Avast, ye whelps, and heave to!
Well, there's my entry, and inspired by Saturday's 100-word story, I made sure to make it appropriate for Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Ahoy, me hearties, and yo-ho.
Well, hello. This is Ryan Douglas from, well, pretty much from nowhere. Anyway, here's my story on the topic. Over to you. Title of the story is The Game. A smile crawled across his face as he threw down a full house, aces over jacks. He announces, "It's over to you." She hated how the Clarkins still butchered Earth's languages. But laying down her royal flush, she responded with, "No, it's over to you." She could see the disappointment in his face, as she only had her bra and panties left to wager. Realizing he had lost, this towering humanoid stood, removed his last piece of clothing. She had to fight not to laugh, as she now understood why all of their women were dating Earthmen. Well, that's my story. Thanks for listening, and hopefully I will see you many more times.
Good morning, this is Richard. I'm afraid this week I cheated a bit, but I hope I've got away with it. This is my story on the topic Over to You. It's called A to G Major. Some would say Grandpa was a brilliant composer, but lacking imagination in other areas. He couldn't, for example, be bothered with naming his compositions, preferring instead to file them alphabetically in an old filing cabinet in his study. A bit quirky, but I suppose some of the greatest composers simply gave their pieces a number. Beethoven's Fifth, anyone? My personal favourite was Jazz Variations, B to C. But his greatest commercial success was his rock opera, D. You may not be familiar with it, but I bet you've heard its iconic opening number, used in countless movie soundtracks. Overture U. I told you I cheated. Anyway, I'm going to do a runner now, so until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. They sat in silence, the three of them, in a luxurious room that was not meant for them. We tried, outside. Everyone scrambled to save themselves. Yes, we did. The icy water didn't stop people from jumping. Why bother? We could make it. You think? They laughed and held up their glasses filled with the best whiskey, and they sat in silence again. Suddenly, they heard a deafening noise. Water. Lots of water. They knew the end was near. Bottoms up, boys. Over to you. And they looked up. They had never believed in God. Fear changes everything, doesn't it? And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Vlad was tired of the killing people business. He'd started to find the shooting and slashing, garroting and gashing, had become somewhat distasteful. And he was fed up with washing blood stains out of his decent shirts. He couldn't quit though, the money was just too good. Neither could he trust others to do his dirty work for him. You couldn't get decent staff these days, and those who were any good were too costly. So he built himself a supervillain lair, complete with shark tank and trapdoor. Over to you, boys. He'd chuckle as he pressed the big red button.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called What Could Possibly Go Wrong? Chapter 4. Ford changed his angle of direction by 5 degrees, swinging wide of the library and towards the athletic field. Remember the 97 game? Mused Cervantes. Ford caught the shadow of a sphere making its way towards Ernesto's head. Upfield, a voice yelled, Over to you! An underclassman slid just below Ernesto's arm. Without so much as a glance, he blocked the man and caught the ball. As the prone player looked up, Ernesto caused the ball to dance across his back knuckles. Show off, chirped Ford. Gifted Ford. Most favored by God. He dropped the ball on the underclassman's nose. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of The Pariah, available at Amazon.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 804 with a prompt of Over to you. Here's my story. Bilbert didn't think it was right that Sabrina should be unfairly labeled. This isn't fair that people should treat you so badly. You ought to complain to the principal or the PTA or someone. Sabrina shook her head in resignation. There's no sense fighting it. It's over. I'll just live with it as it is. Bilbert, filled with righteous indignation. It might be over to you, but it's not to me. I won't stand for this. A sad smile crossed Sabrina's face. What are you going to do, Bilbert? Make a big deal and get labeled a freak like me? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Towards the end of his news anchoring career, Don Bobson's dementia was bad. He'd look away from the cameras and talk to his cohorts about whatever was on his mind, the weather, the game, how much his latest girlfriend pissed off his ex-wife. The station offered to buy out Don's contract, but he refused to step down. Cutting him loose would cause a huge stink in the community and ratings. So they built a second studio and hired a replacement, running two newscasts at the same time. One went out on the air, and the other, Don, reading to nobody.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of over to you. And it's over to me now. And it's over. Anyway, you can check out the text of the stories at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, links to people's sites and so on. And oh, and the next topic, it's up there on the site, but I can give you a hint. It's the heat of the moment. So, I never know what to say. You're going to hear a whole bunch of stories for the rest of the week. No more pirate stories. Talk like a pirate day. Yarr, today be talk like a pirate day. But, okay, there you go. Yeah, that's all I'm going to give it. I'm not a very good podcaster, am I? Maybe I should try piracy. Thanks to everyone who was a part of it this week. And, as always, keep it brief.